it's wild, but it's 1, 2 bottles of wine. 1, 2, 3, 4 beers are right. Like dynamite. 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 High explosives, dynamite. Sparking like it's hot and hot. My spit, more beer, more popping around. It's my winner, hood of 30 and out, but it's 1, 2 and you don't mind. 4, 5, 6, no end in sight. Like dynamite. 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 Dynamite.
Hi, this is CGSF 90.1, Rock and Ride. That was Boom Dynamite by the Corettes. I'm here to introduce a song called The Moonshiner by Clan Amorna. It's a bit of a silly song, and we'd like to show you guys it, so here you guys go.
I'd just like to mention that when Bernie told us that this song was quite fun and silly, I didn't expect Celtic folk myself. Thank you, Bernie, for putting that on a show called Rock and Ride. Anyway, here's Luca Rayum.
Hi, everyone. Anyways, you're listening to CGSF 90.1. My name is Luca on Rock and Ride. That was indeed a great song to listen to. I just want to discuss the person known as the Canadian Jack the Ripper. While it is important to approach this topic with sensitivity, I mean, it's equally crucial to take some time to explore this cultural significant event in 1899. Well, the Canadian Jack the Ripper case refers to a series of unsolved murders occurring during the late 19th century in Canada, similar to the Jack the Ripper in London. These events took the public's attention by storm indeed. Following the murder of 44-year-old Agnes Bings on October 11th, a Pinkerton agency detective, only known as history as Agent Number 5, stepped off the steamship from Portland to find Canada's Jack the Ripper. What puzzled Number Agent 5 was the lack of violence in Victoria's history. But just a couple weeks prior, two murders were reported, just 2 days apart. And it was clear to Agent Number 5 that it wasn't just a botched robbery or even a domestic murder, it was a complete depravity. The only known description of the killer was an overcoated figure with quick movements and a scarf concealing his face, wearing rubber boots, tied the sound of his footsteps. The fact that the story of Canadian Jack the Ripper is unsolved is shedding light on the topic is very unfounded on the radio, but I think it's a very important part of history and culture. I think it's also important to shed light on the fact that a large percentage of murder cases across history are unsolved, around 33% of cases per year in 2021. So I do ask one question. Do police need more funding? Personally, I think homicide and crime investigation units need more funding for quality equipment. Anyhow, this is CGSF 90.1 Rock and Ride. My name is Luca, and this is Jack the Ripper by the Canadian rock band The Gruesomes.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM radio at Simon Fraser University. You're listening to Rock and Ride. My name is Sean McMeekin, and that was Don't Come Around by The Getarounds. An irony between their title and name that is also apparent in the lyrics of their song. Brilliant songwriting from The Getarounds. Speaking of getting around, ever wanted to waste as much money on gas as possible while getting around? Try living in Boston, Massachusetts, in which a report in 2019 revealed that the average hours per year wasted in traffic jams is the highest in North America, being 149 hours per year per driver. That's around $2,000 of wasted gas per year. Sadly, the fourth worst is our city, Vancouver. Maybe try taking this train instead? Regardless, next up is Cut and Dry by Charlotte Cornfield.
I gravitate to you like a moth to a flame, and I'm sorry that I ever dragged your name through the mud. Don't know what possessed me to talk all that shit and run. Sometimes we think that we know everything, but then get surprised when the whole world comes crashing down. It's hard to picture the city.
Wandering Rhythms, Mondays from noon to two.
Join us in a weekly sample of music from planet Earth.
The strangest mixtape you will ever hear.
Desert blues.
Balkan punk.
Latin funk.
African psych.
Pigeon rap.
And anything and everything else you can imagine, equally represented by all continents.
Because good music is universal.
Wandering Rhythms.
Mondays at noon on CJSF 90.1 FM.
you off my mind. Floating on the breeze, so take me away now, won't you please? Roll it on down the hill to the town. I'm a satellite in flight tonight.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM radio at Simon Fraser University. That was Edge of Tomorrow by Tripping Hazard feat. Bernie Lee. I forgot to mention that one of our co-hosts, Jackson Brown, isn't here today. He's taking a trip to Victoria. I hope he has fun. Next up is two songs, both called Out of Luck. First by The Pointed Sticks, and second by Andrina Tiren. The Pointed Sticks bring us a banging yet melancholic love song, and Andrina Tiren gives us a heavenly but still jumping song about also love. Seems like the only ones with any luck left are us, the hosts of Rock and Ride here at CJSF 90.1 FM Radio at Simon Fraser University. Next up is the hopelessly romantic Out of Luck by The Pointed Sticks, followed by the reminiscent Out of Luck by Andrina Tiren. I've got a favorite of the two, but I won't tell you. Listening to CJSF Radio 90.1 FM at Simon Fraser University. My name is Sean McMeekin, and I am joined by Luca Rayom, Jackson Brown, and Bernie Lee. Thank you for listening to Rock and Ride, playing every Friday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., during which we keep your ride grooving with underrepresented rock, both new and old, and we give some insight to the way the transport we use affects the music we love. Thank you all again for listening. We hope you listen again next Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Don't get stuck in traffic, and have a wonderful rest of your day. All right, we got one last song for you. Another song called Out of Luck, this time by Andrina Turin. Stay tuned to CJSF 90.1 FM for The Steve Chong Show from 3 to 4, Voice of the North from 4 to 5, and Green Planet Monitor from 5 to 6. Have a great time, don't get stuck in traffic, and we'll see you next week.
Sometimes in the still